And I've told you that
time after time.
And to my students who
don't feel like doing anything.
Well,
you better shape up.
As you can see, there's loads of English to be learned when we listen to music and take a look at the lyrics. It's never been easier to learn English and have fun as you
get down, get down, get down, get down
to the beat. So,
let's get down to business.
We'll learn English from music on this week's episode of FYI.
Welcome to For Your Info.
English.
You got it. Exciting edition of FYI. Today we've got a music-based show dedicated to all my music lovers out there. Those of you who just can't get enough. You just can't get enough. You just can't seem to get enough. And look at that. We've already learned from 7 songs. What? 7 songs? Well, yeah, if you count the intro, there were 6 songs in the intro. And that's going to be a little trivia question. Can you name all 6 songs in the intro? We'll take a look at the answer to that in the bonus part of today's show. Just remember, every week there's a bonus episode available. As well as a bonus episode, you can get PDF documents with all the vocabulary so you can review and keep enriching your English. And if you're in our higher levels, our super-duper students and our interstellar students, well, then you can get a weekly group class and even a private class with me every month where we can gauge your progress and work on what you need to work on. And the community is growing every day. There are almost 200 of us now. So I'd like to send a shout-out to all my patrons, especially my super-duper students, Luis, Marta, Javier, Paco, and Roberto. And don't forget about my interstellar students, Carmen, Lina, Isa, Paco, David, Jose Maria, Patricio, and Edgar. If you'd like to find out more, you can go to patreon.com/AlbertoAlonso and join our curious community. One of the coolest things about the community is you'll find people with similar interests to your own. And so many of you have become friends, and I think that is magical. Just like music, music is magical. It can take us to another place, like a time machine. It can remind us of another time. It can make us cry, laugh, or raise our fists in protest. And we can use it as a learning tool. We can learn languages from music because there are so many similarities. And we're going to take a look at a lot of fun stuff today. Let's start off with our intro. You'll recognize the songs. As I said, I'll tell you the exact names in the bonus part. We'll also look at some incorrect grammar in songs in the bonus part. Plus, the most misheard lyrics ever. Tons of fun in the bonus episode. Don't miss it, folks. I started the intro by saying, I'm hooked on English. I'm hooked on English. Now, there we can not only learn how to say enganchado, to be hooked on drugs, to be hooked on something else. But also, I want you to focus on the pronunciation. I'm hooked on. He doesn't say 2 separate words. I'm hooked on a feeling. They're linked. So don't just pay attention to the vocabulary words and the structure, but also the pronunciation, how we put our words together. So are you hooked on English? Did you pronounce it like me? Great job. And then I've told you this time after time, time after time. If you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting time after time. You're going to be singing along with me a lot in this episode. At least I hope you are. I tried to choose some of the most well-known songs out there. Songs that have little mini English lessons lying within. Then I said in the intro, and to my students who don't feel like doing anything. And there we get the structure, no me apetece. I don't feel like doing anything. The mistake people often make there is I don't feel like do, or I don't feel to do. No me apetece hacer. I get it. But in English, it's the gerund. Don't take my word for it. Just listen to this song. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. Which is the translation of no me apetece hacer nada hoy. I think it's a sentence we have all uttered at one time or another. But from there, we can get the structure. I don't feel like working. I don't feel like explaining it again. And we can use the positive. I feel like going shopping. I feel like taking a vacation. Make your own list of things you feel like doing and don't feel like doing. But the most important part is to say them aloud. We're talking about music here, right? Well, music and language is made to be heard. Turn it up, baby. Crank it. Dale caña, you say. And then we heard one from Greece where she says, you better shape up. You'd better. And from there we get a phrasal verb, shape up, ponerte las pilas, ponerte en forma, and you'd better, which is, I think, más te vale. It's when you're giving somebody a strong warning. But just be careful. The way it's supposed to be is you had better. Contracted, you'd better. The way we really say it, we omit the D. You better shape up. But technically, it's you'd better shape up. But nobody sings it like that. It reminds me of another song by The Who. You better, you better, you better, you bet. Más te vale, lo apuestas. The Who love to play with puns. And as we'll see, some groups, some styles of music are better for learning. But we'll get to that. Then I said, as you can see, there's loads of English. Loads is another way of saying a lot. Loads of English to be learned while we listen to music and take a look at the lyrics, which is something that has never been easier. Now you've got all the lyrics of every song at your fingertips, in the palm of your hand. So that's why I said it's never been easier to learn English and have fun as you get down, get down, get down, get down. Oh, and this is where music and movies mix. This is from a very famous soundtrack. So whether it's music or movies, don't underestimate the power of pop culture. That's where we learn. Sure, I learn stuff from my parents and I learn stuff in school. But I also learn from watching cartoons, watching movies, sitcoms. So really, you're learning it like a native does. And if you don't know something, look it up. You can even speak it into your phone. Whatever your assistant's name is, say, hey, blah. I won't say her name to not make you Apple users go crazy here. Define this word. Look up the lyrics to this song. And remember, lyrics or words. We don't say the letters. And then we wrapped up the intro saying, let's get down to business. And that means, vamos al lío, let's get going, pongámonos en marcha. So did you recognize those songs? We'll figure out if you got them right in the bonus episode. But I want to focus more on the power of music. Well, we all know the power of music, but I mean the power of music as a learning tool. What is one of the most important things when we're learning a language? Repetition. What do songs do in the chorus? They repeat things sometimes 50,000 times. That song is a perfect example. Let's get down to business. And then he says it like 10 more times. Let's get down. So you've got a couple chances to get it. And don't just listen to it. Say it. Sing along. And you know the word sing along from another song. Because I'm happy, sing along, if you feel like a room without a roof. Well, I don't know if he says sing along or clap along, but it means do it with me. And it's not just the repetition, but language itself is musical. Have you ever heard an Irish person speak? Oh, lovely, lovely, holy, holy. It's beautiful. It's lyrical. So I always think of different languages, different accents, as different genres of music. And they have their own cadence, their own rhythm, their own intricacies. But language, like music, in the end is a collection of sounds put together. I remember, for those of you who remember the analog days, I used to know if I dialed my phone number correctly just by the sound. I knew the sound that it would make. And as many of you know, one of my first teachers ever, one of my first Spanish teachers, was the one and only Rafael. No, I don't mean the painter Rafael. I mean Rafael, the Spanish singer. And these were in the days before Google. And I remember I used to love his songs and I wanted to sing them. So out of mere curiosity, I would transcribe them. And I remember taking the cassette and pressing stop and rewind and trying to write it down. And I remember writing pages and pages just so I could sing the lyrics. Again, now it's not that difficult. The good news is I got to tell Rafael that story. A good friend of mine, Roberto Leal, took us to the Rafael concert, and we went backstage, and everybody was saying, "Hey, Rafael, great show," and really, what an amazing performer. But he wasn't really fazed. You know, he was like, "Thanks, okay, whatever." And finally, it was my turn to say hello, and wow, I was so nervous, I didn't even know what to say. And I don't normally get starstruck, but here I was, standing in front of my first Spanish teacher. Como un niño a su recuerdo. Okay, I'm just quoting Rafael songs now. But I knew I had 10 seconds, not even 5 seconds, to get his attention. And I said, "Rafael, thanks for teaching me Spanish." Se lo dije en español, obviously. And he looked at me like, "Go ahead, now you got my attention." And I said, "Well, when I was a little kid growing up in the States, I used to listen to your albums. And I used to write down the songs so I could sing them. And I learned so many different things from your music. And it made me quite a little romantic child as well." Anyway, to make a long story short, Rafael was blown away. He was quite impressed, and I don't think he had ever heard a comment quite like that one. But there I realized the power of music. I wanted to learn to sing it, so I needed to learn the words. Si confundes tu cuerpo con tu alma, es que estás enamorado. Es que estás enamorado. Can you imagine a 7-year-old Alberto singing it at the top of my lungs? And the whole time I was just learning Spanish. Little did I know I would end up living in Spain. So again, don't underestimate music, not just as an amazing force that changes our lives, but as a learning tool. You've got grammar in there, you've got vocabulary, pronunciation. Every emotion ever expressed is in music. Not to mention all these little ganas and wanas and all those things that we say. Some sounds you'll hear in music a lot. Wanna, I want to. Gonna, I'm going to. I gotta, got a whole lot of love. Ooh, look at that one, that Led Zeppelin one. I gotta, tengo mucho. And then a whole lotta. Is a lot of. Got a whole lot of love. Pero se escribe whole lot of love. What a great song. If you haven't heard the song, you gotta listen to it. You have to. Gotta, have to. Have to es como decimos have to. I have to go there. I don't say have to. I say have to. And what about would you? Would you? I can't think of any song right now, but you've heard it before. And what about don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you? Don't ya? Don't ya is don't you. And what about kinda? Algo de. It's kind of, but we say kinda. Do any songs come to mind? It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. Es un tipo de magia. But nobody says kind of. We say kinda. So have to. Let's review these. Have to. I have to go. Es el have to. I want to go. I want to go. I'm gonna go. Voy a ir. I've gotta go. Tengo que irme. I don't have a lot of time. A lot. Would you mind if we met next week? Would you? Te importaría? Because I'm kinda busy. Kind of. All of these words that we use frequently are just waiting to be discovered in the music. Some recommendations. You can take a look at the lyrics on your phone, or you can bring them up on the screen at your house, and you can turn it into an activity. Especially if you're getting together with friends, or if you're with your family, and you can do karaoke night. You don't even need a karaoke machine or even a microphone. A brush will do nicely. You can even grab a celery stick, whatever, a carrot, whatever you've got on hand. Then you choose the song, and then you go to YouTube and you put in We Will Rock You lyrics and get ready to have fun. To have fun and obviously to learn some English. Because now you're not just hearing the music passively. And you're not just listening to it, you're recreating it. And I think that's the final step we're missing. And there's something about singing where we lose our inhibitions. For some reason, when I'm singing, I don't care what people think about me anymore. It can also help us in that area as well. Those of us who are a little bit reluctant to speak. I always tell my students, if you can sing in front of the class, well, you can sure as hell speak in front of the class too. What I'm saying is it takes more guts to sing. So if you practice singing, when it comes time to speak, it might be even easier. Plus, they say 20 minutes of singing a day can put you in a great mood. I think it even increases your level of serotonin or pheromones or all that stuff. Translation, it's good for you. Sing your heart out. Sing like nobody's listening. And dance like nobody's watching. Sure, if you dance, then you're burning some extra calories too. So you're working on your English, you're getting a workout, and you're feeling alive. Because singing is one of those things that makes us feel alive. So start your own karaoke bar. Have it be a family thing. Every Wednesday we do karaoke. Or with your friends. You know, every 2 weeks, we'll have a karaoke night at my house. We make some dinner, we sing some songs, and really, you're reviewing your English. But at the same time, you're spending time with your friends, and you're enjoying one of the greatest things ever, music. And here's another thing. Don't start with Eminem. Be realistic. The same thing I tell my students when they're going to watch a movie in English. Start with something simple. I wouldn't start with War and Peace or something like that. That's why Friends is so popular. It's pretty easy to follow. But The Sopranos, on the other hand, that's a lot harder to follow. Or The Wire. Or Peaky Blinders. So these are just some shows that are for higher level students. The same thing with music. Start with Beatles songs. Ballads in general. Any slow song is going to be easier to understand than an Eminem song. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd grows so loud that opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. Whoa, that was even tough for me. So keep it simple. Don't go over your level, or you're just going to be looking up words a lot or scratching your head a lot. And I'm going to give you some recommendations now. Again, my criteria was quite simple. Is it a popular song and can we learn some English from it? Also, don't underestimate the power of imitation. If you're going to sing a song, get into it. Play the role. Make sure you hit all those nuances, the yeahs and all that stuff. And if at first you're a little bit nervous, lip sync it and then sing it. And you say, I said playback. We say to lip sync. It comes from the word synchronize. So I'm going to give you some song recommendations now, ones that I've looked at and I've used many times in my classes. And in this part, we're going to look at some idiomatic expressions, some structures, some vocabulary, a little bit of everything. But most importantly, we're going to have fun. All right, I'll start by asking you guys, students, you should know this one. How do you say por cierto in English? It's a very common thing to say. Any Red Hot Chili Peppers fans in the house? By the way, I tried to say I'd be there. By the way. And you can learn a lot from the Chili Peppers, even though their music isn't always easy to understand. But that's what the lyrics are for, too. Another one that's a phrasal verb from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. To give away is to regalar, también es soplar. Don't give away the answer. This next one is chock full of phrasal verbs, but the title is not in the song. It's one of those songs. A lot of people call the song, I get knocked down, but I get up again, 'cause you're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down. And this is a great one, to get knocked down. Te derrumban, te tiran, but I get up again. Me pongo de pie de nuevo. And the song is called Tub Thumping. The group is Chumbawamba. But it's a great song, not just because of the phrasal verbs, but the message too. I get knocked down, but I get up again, 'cause you're never gonna keep me down. It's an anthem for not giving up, and it's catchy. All right, here's another one for you. How do you say érase una vez? This is All the Fairy Tales begin with this one. You want me to give you a clue? Total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart. Really good vocabulary. So once upon a time, érase una vez, I was falling in love, me estaba enamorando, and now I'm falling apart, desmoronándome. That's three vocabulary words in one song, and it's a great song.
A total eclipse of the heart.
All right, another one. How do you say se nota? Se nota que sabes bailar. You can tell you know how to dance. Does anyone know where I got that one from?
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman, man, no time to talk. Staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking. And we're staying alive, staying alive.
I bet you didn't know that part.
Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking. And we're staying alive. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you'll be staying alive. Ha, ha, ha. Huh?
Okay, that part's easy. But my point is, how many times have you heard that song? Probably hundreds? Did you ever stop and say, can I learn some English from it? And sure, you can tell. Se nota.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man.
Mujeriego.
No time to talk. Music's loud, women warm. I've been kicked around since I was born.
Really great song. And if you look at the lyrics, songs gain a new meaning as well. And we use that all the time. You can tell you studied. Se nota que estudiaste. You can tell that you're losing weight. Are you on a diet? If we want to put it in the past tense, you could tell. Se notaba. And that's one of those songs that even I think Americans sometimes are like, what do they say there? Right? Whether you're a brother. I think even most Americans don't know that one. Well, we're going to demystify one in the bonus part that I think most Americans, unless you're a big fan, will not know. And I'm talking about Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. We're going to demystify the chorus of this classic song. Speaking of classic songs,
we are the champions.
If you've noticed, Queen has several songs on the list. They use amazing vocabulary. Freddie Mercury's very easy to understand. And the songs rock. Molan. Just like We Will Rock You. We will rock you. Te vamos a dejar plasmados. We're going to entertain you. We're going to shock you. And in We Are the Champions, which is usually played together with We Will Rock You, he says,
I've taken my bows.
To take a bow, hacer reverencia. Los saludos de los actores. And he also says in that song,
I've paid my dues time after time.
To pay your dues is to do what's necessary to make it, to put in the hard work it requires. So we can learn a lot from Queen. We already talked about the Gunna. What about the song,
Well, I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 miles. I'm gonna be the man who walks alone with you.
So in there we get I would and we get I'm gonna be. So we get two different structures that we can practice, and they repeat them like crazy. It's the Proclaimers, and the song is 500 Miles, Gonna Be.
I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you, and I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more, just to be the man who'd walk 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
So you'll hear Gonna in a lot of songs. And then if you want to practice some common mistakes, what about people? Are you one of those people that says people is? Well, then you need to listen to The Doors.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone.
Or maybe you're a Depeche Mode fan.
People are people, so what can it be?
And we can even learn from Katy Perry. How do you say Rugir? Look at the title of her song, Roar. And the first two lines of the song have two idiomatic expressions. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. To bite your tongue, you say the same thing in Spanish. And to hold your breath is to be very patient. The expression comes from don't hold your breath. I think the translation would be espera sentado. So you've got Katy Perry. She's pretty easy to understand. Also, don't forget about the crooners. The crooners are those singers such as Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. Their songs are usually pretty easy to follow along with, too. We already mentioned the Beatles. I mean, obviously, you've got to like the song. But I'm just telling you some really popular groups that are easier to understand than others.
Don't get me wrong.
I think you should listen to all kinds of music. And there's another one. No me malinterpretes. I've got to say, we're going to wrap up this episode because all this singing is taking its toll on me. Do you know that one? Pasar factura. You don't know it?
This love has taken its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before.
So I hope you don't mind.
I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind.
Hey, that's an Elton John song. But we're going to take a quick break over here, my amigos. But I hope you are getting hooked on learning English with music. I hope you're getting addicted to it, which is from another song.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
Might as well face it. Pues ya que estás, admítelo. You're addicted to love. Well, however you want to say it, I hope you're hooked on English. I hope you're addicted to English, and I hope you'll join us in the bonus episode of this week's FYI.